look at all kinds of shades of who he was. We said, we spoke about how he was so simple. He did anything which is needed. He always saw what is needed to be done, and he fixed and everything. And and also, of course, Rav Levi Yitzchak was also the chazan. He used to be the chazan in the Yom Ha'Raim, in the high holidays, of course. Also in Uma, and also in Eretz Yisrael, yeah. And also, he used to prepare also the Besnodish for the next davening. He was the Shamish also. And also, he used to give a shir in Gemara, and Mishnayos, and Likutei Moharan. And also, if someone came to give a truma to the shul, he used to write down the receipt. And also, whenever there was questions, they asked him. And there was cleaning to be done. He was the one doing it. He was doing everything. He was a everything man. Whatever is needed, he's there to do. Okay. Yeah. Once, when they were still in Uman, so there was a window broken in the clays, and someone realized that Rav Levi Yitzchak is standing on there taking out the broken stuff. He's putting in a new window. And he looked at him and he said, Rav Levi Yitzchak, what you're doing now will help you at the end. You will use it, you will need it. I don't know what he meant exactly, but Rav Levi Yitzchak was the master of all the talks that happened in Breslev and that was transferred from generation to generation. He said, this guy said this, this Rav said that. He used to say it over precisely, without any addings. What he got over for that this person, this Rav said, used to say it over. There's a 8-volume set, it's called Sia Sarve Kodesh, of talks that Rav Levi Yitzchak said.
Put the blue cover?
Blue is green, depends who you go to. Now they make it green. It used to be blue. It used to be only 4, now it's 8.
8 volumes?
Now it's 8, yeah. Talks about Levi Yitzchak that he said that, what Rabbeinu said and stuff. Like, short things.
So someone put this into volumes?
Yeah. 8 volumes.
And who put it out? Breslov Research Institute?
Not in English.
It's still in Hebrew.
Everyone was wondering that Levi Yitzchak used to say something, and a year later, let's say he repeated it, he used to repeat it exactly the same way that he said it the year before. Exactly. The year, same movement, same tone, same excitement. Everybody repeated the same. It could be years, it could be 20 years later, and then exactly this thing. Rav Yitzchak always spoke. In every opportunity, he didn't miss to speak. It was between Mechamar, on the way to Meron, or walking home, or walking to the Kotel. It was always around him, a bunch of people, and he used to say Torah.
Just the opposite of
Rav Shmuel. Almost the opposite. He didn't plan it, whatever came out. Okay. A lot of times there were arguments between the students. The Levi Yitzchak said like this, and they said like this. Yeah. He's the one basically who brought down what Breslev is today, the way it is today. A lot of what Breslev is today is from Levi Yitzchak. The way they talk, the way we daven, the way what we sing, what we do, how Rosh Hashanah looks. All these things is from Levi Yitzchak. You see that in the Breslev shul in Shari Chesed is different a little bit.
Really?
Why? Because we didn't get from Rav Levi Yitzchak so much people over there. They got from Rav Cheshen. It's different. Not saying good or bad, I'm just saying it's different. In most of the other Breslev, it's exactly like in the Breslev shul. That's how they do it. Because Rav Levi Yitzchak, when he was young, when he was in his 20s, he was in Uman. And he used to, most of the time, he used to spend in the Breslov shul in the close. And he used to look at this Zgenim and all the breast of Chassidus, see exactly, and he got it in his heart 100%. And that's how he was able to transfer it all over. The Ritzik used to tell the Chassidim, what Rabbi Natan used to say all the time, when I got to Rabbeinu, Rabbi Natan used to say this, when I get to Rabbeinu, I threw away all my sechel, completely all my brain, all everything I knew, all my knowledge, and nullify myself completely to Rabbeinu. Okay? And that's why I'm full of Rabbeinu. Okay? And Rabbeinu himself said, without Rabbi Natan, wouldn't have been left for me even one paper. Only goes to Rabbi Natan, we have blessing.